If anyone's there, say amen. I'm there. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to read. It says, but Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Let's just pray tonight. Father, I ask, O God, for your Holy Spirit, O God, to move in this place. I ask, O God, for your Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to empower us, O God. Fill this place, O God, O Lord, with your Holy Ghost, O God. Let me step aside. As I preach, let me preach with raw anointing, O God, O Lord. Let me preach with authority. Help me, O God, O Lord, to really inspire and to help and to build, O God, O Lord. Pull down every stronghold. Lord, any distractions that are here that will try and stop your people hearing from your word, O God, O Lord. I'm asking, O God, that you will reveal it, O God. Lord, you will fight against the enemy, O God, tonight. Lord, we give you praise and we give you all the glory. And all of God's people said, amen. God bless you. Let's take our seats. Now, your potential is endless. Amen. Your potential is endless. So many people live their lives and never discover they have potential in them. So many spend years in church never discovering the potential that has been invested inside of them. You see, for you to achieve greatness, it's going to take a lot of effort. Amen. You will go to the grave, many of you, never, without ever achieving greatness. God has put things in you. God has invested things in you. If you look at the apple seed, think with me for a second. If you've ever eaten an apple and you see an apple seed, in that apple seed is endless opportunity. You see, in that apple seed, that little brown thing, there are apples and there are trees in that little seed. Can someone say amen? There are seeds upon seeds and apple trees upon apple trees that are going to create billions of other apples and billions of other apple trees. There's endless opportunity or endless potential within that seed, that small little seed. I want to tell you the same thing. When God created you, he created you with endless potential. You know, many people come to me and say, God hasn't given me anything. God hasn't done anything. He hasn't put anything. There's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can offer this world. But I want to tell you, you are lying to yourself, or you're listening to the lies of the devil, because God has put potential in every man. There's greatness inside of every man, just like in that seed. You see, the apple seed has endless potential in it. Genesis 22:15 says, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you, your descendants as the stars of heaven, as the sand which are on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of the enemy. In your seed, Abraham, in your seed, all the nations of the world shall be blessed, because you have obeyed the voice of God. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. Abraham was just an ordinary man. Abraham wasn't anything special. Abraham was just like me and you here. But the thing is, Abraham had potential, and for that potential to come out, God tested Abraham. Amen. And because Abraham was willing to listen and to obey, that potential popped out. And God said, you know what, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Abraham, I'm going to show you the potential that I put in you. Abraham, I'm going to bless you so much. Your seed is going to bless the nations of the world. Your seed is going to touch the world and change the world. Who here wants to change the world? You see, you want to leave an impact in this world. You don't want to live your life and die and that's it. You want to leave a legacy.
You want to leave meaning when you die? People would say, man, I remember what he did. You want to be a world changer. See, that's how God created you. That's how God made you. But many of us will never live this life, friend. Many of us go to our graves with all this greatness, all of this potential inside of us. But God is saying to you tonight, young man, young woman, it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to get up. Amen. Come on now, somebody. Are people awake today? It's time for you to get up and begin to stop with the excuses. Stop with, I can't, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. I haven't got the talent that this sister has or that person has. But God has put greatness in every one of us. Amen. He's put greatness in me. He's put greatness in you. Yes, I know you have downfalls. I know there's things that go wrong sometimes. I know you've made mistakes, just like Abraham. But Abraham was willing to say, I believe in what you are saying, Lord. I believe I've made mistakes. Who here hasn't made a mistake? Everyone's made a mistake. Every one of us. Every last one of us. But Abraham was willing to listen to the Lord. He was nothing special. I'm nothing special. But let me tell you something. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God and what it says and all the promises that it has. That if anyone will follow Jesus, Jesus will make them great. Amen. You see, it's Jesus who lifts up. Come on now. It's Jesus who raises up. It's Jesus who brings fruitfulness. And if any man or any woman would say, you know what, I'm willing to obey God, you will see greatness. You will taste greatness because there's greatness. It's there. You see, your greatness is just dormant. It's just dormant right now. It's waiting to just erupt like a volcano. Like a volcano. Your greatness, the things God put in you, is just waiting to erupt. Because there's greatness in each and every single one of us. And you might be here and you might not believe me. Listen to Psalms 139:13. The Bible says, for you were formed. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me. Let me just get rid of this. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Oh, wow. And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. David here is speaking. David is speaking about God knowing him before his mama knew him. God knew you before your mom knew you. When God made you, he took his time with you. Why do you think that? You see, when you make, you see, if anyone's into cars here, when you make a nice car like Bentleys and Ferraris, them cars aren't made like you'd see a Ford where there's a chain of just cars that's going through. No. Do you know how long it takes to make one Bentley? It takes 6 months. 6 months to make a Bentley. And it's all handcrafted. And that's why when you look at this Bentley, you think, wow. And you're willing to pay 200 and whatever grand to buy that car. You see, when God made you, he didn't just make a chain of you. It wasn't a factory where he was just making Davids. Amen. Thank God. It wasn't just, you know, he didn't just make Kellys or Rossells, or he didn't make us the same. He made us all different, with our own potential, with our own destiny, with our own little things that we do. You see, you've got brothers and sisters, but you're not like your brothers and sisters, are you? Thank the Lord, I'm not like my brothers and sisters. You're not like them. Because when God made you, He made you unique. He made you special so that you can stand out for what he put in you, the potential he put in you. And there's so many who are living life like you have no potential, like you can never achieve greatness. I'm here to tell you, you can achieve greatness. You're not just another number. You're not just making up that, 7.5 billion people in the world. No, you're not just, God doesn't see you as just another number in the world. You see, when God looks at you, so many times I see people and they're walking around like, hey, I'm just another, what do I matter in this big world with all of these billions? No, God knows you by name. Because he took his time with you. He put the potential in you. And sometimes when you're living a certain way, you're acting a certain way, God is saying, if only you knew what was inside of you. If only you knew that if you would unleash this thing, what you could do to this world, the lives that you could impact, the lives that you could change. There's potential in every one of us. I remember watching a documentary about a woman who was born out of rape. Her father had raped her mother. It wasn't a thing where they weren't together. She was just a guy. He saw this woman. He raped her. The woman decides, I'm going to keep the baby. Praise God. She decides, I'm going to, because it had nothing to do with the child. The child is born and she gives it up for adoption. She gives the baby up for adoption. This baby grew up to be a wonderful woman of God. Today, she travels around speaking and telling people about the goodness of God, about the power of God. You see, that woman could have had an excuse and said, man, I was just a mistake. My dad raped my mom. That's how I came to be. So, you know, there's nothing special about me. She could have used that as an excuse. Like many of us use excuses of why we're not doing or why we aren't where we should be. Many of us use excuses and say, hey, it's because of my education. It's because my mom and dad aren't together. It's because the school said this and said that. It's because. But this woman said no. Somehow, someway, she realized I've got greatness inside of me and I can use that greatness to touch lives. And today she's touching millions of lives, because there's greatness in every one of us, not just me. I'm not that special. Listen, God hasn't got favorites. Amen. You are all his favorites. You know, when your child comes and asks you, dad, am I your favorite? Yes, you're my favorite. The other one comes, dad, are you my favorite? Yes, you're my favorite. The other one comes, yes, you're my favorite. That's God. You're all his favorite. And he picks you and he puts potential in every single one of you. Every one of you. So if a woman who was a result of rape can come into this world and begin to touch this world for Jesus Christ, why can't you? God, is because this. But why can't you? Sometimes I look at people in this room and I think, man, if only you knew. If only you knew how unique, how much potential, how much ability. Sometimes I hear some of you guys speak. Sometimes I hear some of you, the way you are, I see the way you interact and I think, man, if only you knew that's an ability. If only you knew that is a talent right there. If only you knew that speech, that, hey, you know, some people, they just speak smooth. When you hear them, they don't even need to try and speak. Listen, there's a few guys in this church who are like that. They're just smooth speakers. The words just roll off their tongues. Like, I struggle with words. The words just roll. It's like, hey, this is effortless. That's something God gave you for a reason, friend. Some of you, you're here, you've got the ability to just connect with people. You're just one of those people, you just connect. You can be in a room and people are just drawn to you. You don't even need to try. They're just... That's potential. But the thing is, you never tap into... You don't actually ever sit down and think, man, I'm a bit unique in this. There's so much potential. Who here you believe God wants to use your life? See, there's some who don't believe. Let me try and convince you. You're alive. You're alive. If you're alive, God wants to use your life. You're sat here, you're hearing this, you're hearing my voice. God wants to speak to you. The potential inside of you is endless. There's nothing that you cannot do. You are created to leave a mark on this earth for Jesus Christ. Can someone say amen? You were created to leave a print, to leave something in this world that one day when you go back to heaven, God will say, come in, good and faithful servant. You are so faithful to the potential, to the things. I know you've messed up. I know you've done wrong. I know the devil many times is very good at putting you down. I know family, friends, boyfriend, exes, whoever has put you down. But I want to encourage you that God sees you different. God doesn't see the mistakes. God sees the potential. Gideon, I want you to go and set my people free, Gideon. And Gideon's like, oh, but listen, I'm the least of my family. I'm the least of this. And he's giving God excuses. And God says, listen, Gideon. In fact, when the angel appeared to Gideon, the Bible says he appeared to him and said, you know, man of valor, man, you know, he didn't say to him, hey, he didn't even call him, but he called him by what he saw him to be. When God sees you, he doesn't call you, hey, listen, the clubber. Hey, that guy, the player. He doesn't do that. When God sees you, he's calling you by what he created you to be, because the potential in you is endless, just like the sea. But for you to achieve your potential, you must die tonight. Yes. For you to achieve your full potential in this world, to leave a life that would be a blessing to the world, you must die tonight. Amen. For you to see your full potential, you must die to self. You cannot continue to live. You cannot continue to live. You see, some of you lived 20-something years and it's mistake after mistake. And God is now saying, for that thing to happen, for the potential to come out, you cannot continue to live. I'm sorry. You cannot continue to live. You see, in our scripture, the hour has come, and Jesus says, the hour has come for the Son to be glorified. Jesus is about to go on the cross, and he knows this. The Bible says, Jesus, he says, the hour has come for the Son to be glorified. But then Jesus gives a very interesting illustration, and he says, a grain of wheat must fall to the ground, and when it falls to the ground and dies, that's when it produces much fruit. Because you see, the grain has this shell that has the potential inside the shell, and for the potential to come out, the shell has to come off. And so the seed has to drop down, die, and then the miracle happens. Jesus says, unless this seed dies, there is no fruit.
unless you die to self, there is no fruit. Unless you are willing to die to self tonight, you will never tap into the potential God gave you. You will never walk into it through the death of Jesus Christ. You see, without the death of Jesus, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be saved or born again. Because the Bible says when he died, there was much fruit that came about. He had to die to gain. You have to die to gain. It's not about you no more. You know how you think? Your plans? God is saying the plans have to die. Amen. Oh, but Pastor, I've got this thing. I want to do this. I want to travel the world and go here. I want to own this. I want to be the CEO of Apple. I want all of that. Then he needs to go. Yeah, you can be the CEO of Apple if you want. Just have to work hard. But God is saying, all of that has to go. It all has to die. For the seed to produce much fruit, it has to die. Unless you die to self, you'll never realize your potential that God has invested inside of you. Unless you die to self, the seed continues to stay in that shell. You see, an apple seed, how many times have you seen an apple seed? And you look at it and it's just this little brown thing and you just toss it away. But inside of that apple seed, if that apple seed was to drop into the ground and was to submit to the ground and was to die and say, ground, take me, use me, it will begin to produce much fruit. It will. Inside of that tree, there's a massive tree in there. And there's loads of other massive trees in there. But the seed has to die. You are a seed. And you know what? Your dreams, your plans many times are the shell. Your attitudes, your desires many times are what keep you. You know, God has a lot better for you than you have for yourself. See, you've got big plans for yourself. I want to do this. I want to do that. But what if I was to show, if God was to show you the plan he has for you, you would be like, oh my days, I was thinking too small. If God was to show you, listen, I want you to touch billions of people. Yes, you, one person. Now your little, I want to make 10 million pounds in my lifetime, looks so small. I want to touch the world for Jesus. I want to leave a legacy in this world. Now, all of a sudden, your little dreams, this seems so small and tiny. Because there's potential. There's a woman by the name of Cheryl Anderson who was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 32. She refused to have chemotherapy. And the reason she refused to have chemo was because she was pregnant. She was having a baby. She refused any medication in case it harmed the baby. She said, I'm not willing to risk it. And the doctor said, listen, if you don't have this chemo, you're going to die. There's going to come a point where we can't cure this thing anymore because it would just spread. She said, no. I would rather die and have that fruit and have that baby. She was willing to die to gain. What if she would have said, okay, give me the chemo? She probably still would have died. I don't know if she could have had any more kids, but her legacy would have been done. But who knows what that baby could become? And the day she had the baby, she just had enough energy to
come out of the surgery because she had a C-section, and she looked up at the baby just crying and all, and she knew, man, I've done it. And she died. That same day she delivered the baby. She was willing to give her life up to die to gain. You, to gain the things of God, you have to die. You have to die. You cannot both live and have the thing. You have to die, amen. It can't be about you no more. Amen. You guys, you love yourselves too much. The flesh loves this world. You see? You've got desires, and God is the, you know, I don't even need to go through certain desires. You've got certain desires within your heart, and God is, as I'm preaching this, God is saying, you know what? That needs to die. That needs to go. For the potential to come out, that thing. That. What is, you mean this, Lord? No. That. No, God, is it not this? No, that thing needs to die. Because it's not about you no more. You want to live for Jesus and live for yourself? God is saying, no, we cannot compromise. You have to die. Just like this woman. She couldn't have it both. You either live and the baby dies, or you die and the baby lives. Which one do you choose? You either live and your destiny dies, or you die and your destiny lives. But one thing has to give. For your potential to come out, you have to die tonight. You have to say, God, my life is yours. It's all yours. You see, Luke 22:59 says, Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying. Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out, wept bitterly. Peter had said, I would never deny you. See, Peter hadn't died to self. But now in the book of Acts, we see the same Peter. Come on now, somebody. We see the same Peter who was now willing to die for the destiny that God had for him. He wasn't afraid of death no more. He wasn't afraid to say, I follow Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus. I want to do the will of God. Who wants to do the will of God here? Amen. I want to do the will of God. I want to live for Jesus. I want to know why I'm here in this world. Why was I created? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why am I here? You know, many times I used to sit in my room, and I'll be thinking, why am I here? Yes, I had the friends and I had the life and I was doing all of these fun things. But yet, when I was away from everyone, I used to sit there and think, why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? Am I just here to do these stupid things that I'm doing? These things don't even bring me happiness. Why am I here? Have you ever asked yourself that? You see, you're here because there's a lot more in you. That's why you ask yourself that question. That's why your heart beats and your heart knows, I need something else. There's something else deeper in this life for me. Peter died to self, no longer denying Jesus Christ, prayed, preached a supernatural message, and 3,000 people in one day get added to the church. Praise the Lord. In one day. Why? Because
Peter was willing to die to self. If you aren't willing to die to, I wonder, could Peter have seen these 3,000 people added to the church in one day if he would have stayed alive? I wonder how many people God has connected to you. That if you would die to self, God would just come in and just the potential. There are family members connected to you. There are work colleagues connected to you. Oh yeah, all my family don't want to get saved. Trust me, they'll get saved. Just stay saved. Just stay in the Lord. Just carry on living for Jesus. Do you know what typically happens? People were taking a mic. When the problem comes along, they will come running to you. There's a story about a gentleman who, he was a seven-day Adventist. He joined the army, World War II. And when he joined the army, he said, I want to go to the front line as a medic, but I don't want to take a rifle with me. I'm not going to take a gun because in the Bible it says, thou shalt not kill. He believed that fully. He said, I would not kill anyone. Even if someone came to attack me, I would not shoot them. I'm going to go in there with no gun. Nothing. I'm going to be a medic. I'm going to save lives. Okay? This guy, he would read his Bible. In fact, in the barracks, he would read the Bible and people would take the mick out of him. The same soldiers who he was going to be looking after were taking a mic. In fact, they got so offended because he started to get Saturdays off that they got vexed. They got, who do you think you are? This guy died to self. Before every time they went into battle, he would pray, God, protect me. Protect these people. Use my life. I'm willing to die. He was, think about it, World War II. Guns are being shot everywhere. People potentially gonna, and this guy, someone, he will get up and he will run too. And somehow he never got shot. In his whole, you know, somehow he never got shot. He said he'll be dragging people from the battlefield. And he never got shot. Because he was willing to die to self. No gun. And one time he's there and he gets shot. I think he got shot in a leg. And he ties himself up and he's still going out there. God, use me. Amen. Come on now, somebody. God, use me to save lives. Use me to touch. In his old career of going out there and fight, because he went to many battles, he saved something. He saved around 100 lives, 100 soldiers. He got one of the most. He was one of the most decorated soldiers in world because he trusted in the Lord. He was willing to die to self. He said, "You know what, God? I'm not gonna go out there with a gun because I trust in you." You are going to use me to rescue these people. The potential. There are people in church right now. God has given you so many abilities, so much talent. But you keep telling me, I have nothing to offer. I have nothing. You have something. You may be in sin, you may act up, you may, you know, but I want to tell you, God wants to use your life here. God wants to use you. See, as I begin to close, you must die to self to gain fruit. I don't care what it is that you've been through, how your life has turned out, it's never too late. I don't care if you're 50, 60, 70, God can use you. If God can use a man who was 100, He can use you. In his 80s, to rescue a whole nation, he can use you. There's not, you know, some of you sit in church, you're like 25, oh, my life is over. Man, my life is done. I've messed up some. No, your life isn't done. Has anyone here killed anyone? No. Don't put your... Someone... Oh, no. No, I haven't. No one here has killed anyone. Moses killed someone. He killed someone. And ran away. But God still used him so powerfully. Because it's not the mistakes that you make. It's, are you willing to die? Are you willing to lay down your life and say, I'm going to be a seed and I'm just going to allow you to use me? Are you willing to do that? Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's no longer, if it's you still living and talking, because sometimes I hear people talking. You get offended at things, and I think if that was Jesus, he wouldn't have got offended. Someone talks to you a certain way, we have to hold you back. See, people even gave me a screwdriver. I ain't taking it. If someone talks to me a certain way, I ain't going to have it. That's some of you. You're still alive. There's still that little old man in you who manifests every once in a while. Is it Jesus Christ living in you? Is it just you still living in you? Same attitude, same emotion, same old thing, same old thing. You see, when Jesus is alive in you, it's like you're just neutral to everything. You just want to do his will. You want to pray. You want to call upon the name of the Lord. You believe. You have hope. You see, if you're here and you're still living self, you have no hope. Oh, you know, my situation, you give excuse after, because you're still living for yourself. You're looking at yourself through your own lens. But you're going to start looking at yourself through the lens of the Almighty. You see, when God looks at you, he doesn't look at your issue. You see, so many of you, the problem is, the way when you look at life, you just look at the problems. Oh, I've got this issue wrong with me. I've got that wrong with me. I've got this. I've got that. I haven't got that. You know, God, if you would have given me her looks, if you would have given me his looks, if I would have been a bit taller, if I would have been a bit this, if you're coming out of all of these things, then, you know, no. You're looking at your problems, but God is saying, look at what I've given you. See, as I finish, Jesus had to die on the cross to get fruit. You have to die to gain fruit. It's Jesus' salvation. Without Jesus dying, there would be no hope for any of us here today. You see, the good news is this. It's never too late. Whilst you're still alive, the potential can still pop out if you would allow God to use you. If you would die to self and say, God, I'm willing to die to self. I've had enough of living for myself. And become that seed and lay down your life, God can use you. Your life is not your own. Amen. Your life is no longer your own. You know, you've lived a certain way for however long. Are you tired of making mistakes? Why don't you die to self and allow God to take the driving seat? Allow God to make the decisions. Allow God to steer you where he wants to steer you. There's so much potential in people here. But it's so sad because even as I preach this, there's going to be people who take this and run with it. And then there's going to be another group of people who take it and just say, oh, just another sermon. And they go off never achieving anything. They will never sit down and think, you know what, that sermon pastor preached. You know what, let me really think about what he was saying. Holy Ghost, can you really use me? Can you really use me to touch the world? I know I've got this wrong with me, I've got that wrong with me, but God, can you use me? No, I don't want you to pray, God, use so-and-so. I want you to pray, God, use me. If you can use Pastor Freddie, if you can use Billy Graham, because people are always talking about all of these great preachers. I want you to pray and say, God, I want to touch the world more than even Billy Graham, who I look up to, did.
If God can use him, he can use you. He can use you. Billy Graham was just the man who was willing to die to self. If he can use me, he can use you. Are you going to take this to heart and run with it? Or is it just going to be another sermon? Live in the spirit and not in the flesh. Die to self is about now living in the spirit. John said, I must decrease so that he can increase. If you're still living for you, it's your plans, your ideas. You haven't died to self yet. But do you know what the sad thing is? One day you look back and think, man, I wasted so much of my time on nonsense. I chased the world. I chased the wealth. I chased the things in this world, the pleasures, the leisures. I made the excuses. But look at me now. I'm so done. Like, I could have done so much more. I wonder when you get to heaven. I always wonder, is God going to say, look at what you could have done? I wonder if when God says there's a second judgment, that you're in heaven now, and God says, look, you built on straw and wood, but look at all that I had for you. Look at all that I had. Look. And you look and you think, no way. And what was I, God, what was I actually doing? What was I doing at that precise? Oh, you was out, still chasing after that dream. Still chasing after that money. Still chasing. And I forsook that for this? Guys, trust me. We're not here for very long. In this world, we all gonna die one day. We're gonna go back to the Lord. This is just we're just going through. Don't let 80 years fool you. 80 years is not very long. Gone. Every day. Listen, I'm clicking my fingers. Every click, it's another person entering into eternity. And one day, that's going to be you. One day, I will click and you will die. Yes. Yes. See, you guys are, oh, he's got some juju. Don't click no more, pastor. No, but the facts are, if I carry on clicking, one day it's going to be your turn. I'll click and it might be you. It might be your turn. I don't know. I'm clicking. But it might be your turn. It's not because I've got some magical voodoo. No, it's just because the Bible says your days are numbered. And one day your days are going to be done and it's going to be your turn. And that's it. God bless you. Let's have every head bowed.